just a minute, she was standing there with me. In that dream that I keep having, my mama comes to me, and she kneels down over by the window, and she says a prayer for me. I got my own way of praying, a southern accent, where I come from. Yes, I'm proud of who I am, a southern girl from a southern town.
Eternity's home. glue, won't you? You've been hiding in plain sight in a beard, oh I know. Loving you once only feels wrong, I need you. I always knew I'd find you, to be here is worth the wait too. I'm not lying when I say I've been stuck by the glue on you.
Or approval. Don't let ghostly question marks haunt the ends of your sentences. You don't always have to be the one laughing at the jokes. You can make them too. Not just about diets or sex or tampons. You are not the wingtip tick on a quota list, the fleeting footnote on a final page, the decorative nod to equality on the stage. Push at the brackets choking your voice. Your potential will no longer be pressed between thumb and forefinger anymore. Take up space. Take up space. Wear pink skirts or black Doc Martens. Know that souls can dance unchecked beneath the fortress of a hijab, as well as baggy t-shirts and ripped jeans. Shave your legs or don't. Smile from ear to ear or don't. Liberation has no dress code, etiquette or secret dialect. Give yourself the space to be fickle, to fumble with your faith, to fail, to fluff up your lines and make things up. Your shabby, slip-stitched mistakes make you miraculous, a goddess of spit and sweat, stumbling in a pit of phoenix ashes. Take up space. Believe the compliments you are given. Give yourself the benefit of the doubt. Don't doubt the benefits of being the brightest shade of you on the spectrum. You. You with the shoulders prone to shrugs and the throat full of half-formed whispers. You are indispensable. Celebrate the women you share life, love, liquor, and the occasional tube journey with. Exchange small smiles like a secret handshake. We are walking pillars of defiance in every exhale of breath and assured step of foot towards threshold. Run your tongue along the swords of the women who fought before us. Wear the legacy like a pair of box-fresh trainers. Lean in close. Rest your head on each other's shoulders. The journey has been long, but now you can take up space. Take up space in whatever way you choose. Maybe you will knock patiently at the door or flex your knuckles before karate kicking it down. It doesn't matter, as long as you know you don't belong outside in the chill of indifference and fear. Don't wear your body as if this sacred package of skin and nerves and blood rush restlessness were an accident, a graceless misstep of fate or fortune. When you hold yourself with joy and purpose, no misguided man can ever make a wounded elegy of your flesh. into the room. When asked for your name, pronounce it with all the music you can squeeze from its syllables. When your favorite song comes on, don't be fearful of an empty dance floor. Unzip the stillness with your teeth. Let rip the punk rock in your guts, the hunger of your castanet hips. Don't shrink yourself into a slither of self-loathing soap when you walk down the street. Don't cower in anticipation of catcalls and stares. It is they who should shrivel and slouch in shame, not you. You go ahead and take up some more space. Laugh for longer and louder than what's deemed appropriate. Let your cackles rise up into the sky like a chorus of homesick angels. Eat with relish. Chase each stray crumb with your fork. Lick the icing off each prong with ironic porn star gusto. The revolution starts small. At your dining table, the newsagents, the Friday night club queue, your mirror reflection. Take up space. Love beyond the confines of your arm span. Learn wider than the textbooks on your shelves. So as the world oils the hinges of its doors for us, we can take our place behind the steering wheel of the future. And gloriously, rightfully, finally, take up space.
There is no storm in the forecast. If you want, I'll be